Now, the Three Peaks Challenge normally means a group of workmates or friends tackling the highest mountains in Scotland, England and Wales, usually to raise money for charity and a bit of frantic driving through the night to boot. But next weekend, up to 100 volunteers are tackling what they call the real Three Peaks Challenge and making a coordinated attempt to deep clean Ben Nevis, Scafell Pike and Snowdon. Hugh Williams has been finding out more from the man who came up with the idea.
On the 12th of October, it's going to be a coordinated litter pick between the Ben, Scafell Pike and Snowdon.
Rich Pine came up with the idea of organising the Three Peaks litter pick.
Just appalled by the amount of rubbish that was flying around on the summit. So one of my clients were eating a dinner and just collected like 2 or 3 kilos of just rubbish, debris. Took a couple of minutes.
Well, let's go and see what we find today.
Okie doke.
What sort of stuff do you typically find when you do these litter picks?
Banana skins, plastic bottles, banana skins, tissues, banana skins, orange peel.
Quite a lot of banana skins then.
Yeah, quite a lot, yeah. Huge amount.
Walking up Ben Nevis, Rich and I were joined by Callum McRae.
It's pretty clean at the moment. Nobody's really got round to eating all the food to drop it out. So, I mean, it's clean while it...
You say that, yeah. And literally by the side of the path is a fetching leopard's print plastic carrier bag.
There's somebody's food in it, like a bottle of juice, sandwiches. Oh, a little treat there for him.
There's actually still a sandwich in the supermarket pack in there.
Feeling hungry, sir?
Well, we've been walking for about an hour now, and we are starting to see evidence of people leaving junk. A couple of soles of boots or shoes, remarkably. Lots of those plastic tabs that you get when you open a bottle of mineral water. Let's ask some people on the bend today what they think about that.
We've got sort of cereal bar type things and some chocolate, obviously, crisps, drinks, yeah.
A lot of plastic wrappers there. What do you do with them?
Oh, we take them back with us, absolutely.
Lunch and water in our backpack.
And what are the plans for the rubbish after you've had your lunch?
Keep in the backpack.
Bag it up, take it down.
Take it back down and find a bin.
Yeah.
I suppose the argument being that you've carried the packs up full, so it's not really much bother to carry them back empty, is it?
Exactly, yeah. It's not really an effort to put it back in the bag, is it? And take it down with you.
So everyone says they take their litter off the ben, but you only have to look by the sides of the path to see that isn't true. Callum McRae again.
Everybody will say that because nobody will ever admit to, oh yeah, I drop litter. And I mean, even those people, I mean, they might be on the top by accident, so they might fall out, so they may not pick it up again. And it's a shame, really.
He says the one-off Three Peaks pick will complement year-round efforts to keep Ben Nevis tidy.
John Muir Trust has, well, so far I've seen a litter pick mainly through the spring to autumn, at least once a month. To pick up all the litter that the nice tourists and general hill walkers leave us.
But despite that regular year-round work, are you pretty confident that come the Three Peaks litter pick there will be enough rubbish to be worth coming out again?
There's loads of litter. It's a continuous thing. As long as there's a footpath up the hill, then there'll be people who will go up at highest bend. Yep, we'll drop the litter.
And Rich Pine says you can never tell what you'll find when you go out picking up litter on Ben Nevis.
The most unusual one was a dress, would you believe, on the summit.
You found a dress?
A dress, yeah. Yeah, dress just tucked in a corner of the observatory.
What size and style? And
it was a big floaty dress, like 18-20. I think it must have caught a gust of wind. That's the only thing I can imagine. Yeah, I don't see anybody backpacking with one of them.
No, indeed not.
If you'd like to find out more or sign up to take part, you can contact the organisers by emailing realthreepeaks.bennevis@gmail.com. That's the number 3, not the word, realthreepeaks.bennevis@gmail.com. There'll be more on this story on Out of Doors on BBC Radio Scotland this Saturday morning. The programme will be asking if you'd ever challenge someone you saw dropping litter in the countryside.